America Weekend.
This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A regular contributor here is Greg Quinn, naturalist and horticulturalist. Greg was responsible for helping to bring black currants back to the U.S. market and grows black currants on the current farm in the Hudson Valley, New York. And here's his latest installment of Notes from the Farm.
Hi, I'm Greg Quinn, and welcome to this week's entry into Notes from the Current Farm. It's been one of those off and on winters here on the current farm. We started out with early cold and snow, teasing us with a long, hard winter. But a prolonged warm front moved in and changed all that. This past week, the cold has returned, and the most frigid air of the season has descended on the farm. Last night, the moon was one day past full. The bright lunar light cast eerie shadows of the leafless trees over the patches of snow on the frozen pond and off into the surrounding woods. The flat, gray light lit the frozen landscape, turning the foreboding shape of the branches into bony fingers of some otherworldly demon, waiting to snatch anyone unlucky enough to pass within reach. As I looked out the window from the darkened room, studying the menacing silhouettes, the ominous stillness was suddenly shattered with bloodthirsty howls. It's January, and that means it's breeding season for the eastern coyote. The woods were alive with chilling screams. This species of coyote inhabits large swaths of the Northeast. The origin of this canine was a source of great debate for decades until DNA analysis confirmed that it's a cross between wolf and another coyote subspecies. The eastern gray wolf has been all but wiped out, allowing coyotes to colonize former wolf ranges and breed with remnant wolf populations. These distant relatives of Coco, my chocolate lab, are year-round residents on the current farm. They're actually much better looking than the long-legged, skinny coyotes of the Southwest. Their coloration varies from gray-black to a beautiful golden retriever strawberry blonde. They're also bigger than their western cousins. The females can average 30 to 40 pounds, and the males get a bit bigger. If the fully grown pups from last year's litter haven't already left the family unit, they will be driven out this month to make room for the new arrivals. They'll travel up to 50 miles to find their own hunting grounds and an eventual mate. Unlike the wolf, which can be monogamous or bigamous, the coyote is strictly monogamous, and once they breed, they will stay with each other for life. Wolves live in packs, which are necessary to bring down the large prey that makes up their diet. The coyote dines on insects, frogs, mice, and other small animals, so pack behavior is not necessary. They generally live in small family units. On occasion, though, they will take advantage of larger animals, such as an old deer or perhaps a young fawn which got separated from its mother. The 5 to 7 offspring of the howling pair we just heard will be born in about 60 days in a den which is often dug out from under a rock ledge or in a hollow down tree. Before the birth, the den will be carefully lined with dried grass and fur the female pulled from her belly. For the first 10 days of life, the blind pups rely solely on mom's milk. But a day or two after their eyes open, their incisors emerge, and a few days after that, their canines appear, and they begin wandering from the den and trying out their new teeth on crickets, katydids, and an occasional worm. Dad supplies the family with mice, rabbits, and squirrels until the pups are big enough to go hunting with their parents. Last August, one afternoon, I watched an adult coyote and two almost grown pups at the top of the wildflower field. The adult female was carefully stalking mice in a cat-like stop-and-go stealth, teaching her pups how it's done. But in typical kid fashion, the two delinquents were paying no attention to this lesson. They were having too much fun, biting each other's tail and rolling around on the ground, scaring off every mouse in the area. Kids. Just then, the coyotes began to howl again out in the current field. Their menacing moans and screams on a moonlit night such as that can stand the hair up on the back of your neck. The dormant ancient instincts of our two farm dogs was awakened, and they barked back at the howls with crazy wide eyes. It's a vivid reminder that the quiet current farm has a wild side. For a rebroadcast of this or previous notes from the current farm, or to find out why currants were banned for 100 years, go to currants.com. I'm Greg Quinn, wishing you a good night's sleep.
With Greg Quinn, I'm Mike Bennett. I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email at mikeaw@mikebennettradio.com. That's Mike A.W., like America Weekend, mikeaw@mikebennettradio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at MikeBennett11. I'm Mike Bennett, and this is America Weekend.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Henry owns a bookstore. At a book convention, he paid a lot of money for a novel signed by a very famous author. A few weeks later, he found out from a customer they both were victims of fraud since the signature was forged. What simple legal remedy should Henry have employed to avoid this problem? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
It's not uncommon for a sale to include a warranty. In this case, Henry should have a written warranty that the famous author's signature was real. If proved otherwise, he would get his money back. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Year-end recalls on motorcycles from Polaris, Honda, and Yamaha. Stay tuned for a list of potentially affected makes and models. Hey, is your bike in here? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Polaris announcing a recall on 122 Victory motorcycles made between August and September 2014 for expected gear change or dropout. Get it in there. That's not good. NHTSA is recalling 2014 Honda Grom motorcycles for a potential fuel pump defect on bikes made between June and September of last year. Also recalled, Yamaha YZF R6 bikes, front and rear wheels manufactured with insufficient hardness. Wheels, not tires. American Biker Minute, your best. Sport to the open road on two wheels.